All right, so I think we paused the conversation at Genesis 22, right? So we're going to continue from there. You know, I just feel like God is teaching us how to. Okay, I didn't ask. Hope the food was good yesterday. It was nice. Some of you took 3 portions of it. Just one. All right, so how is the traffic in Lagos today? Is it? There's a lot of traffic. Wow. Well, I have to commend us. You know, the attendance yesterday morning and evening was beyond what we even envisaged and planned for. And that's just the first night. And so that is so amazing. You know? That is so amazing. Tayo from the UK says that some people want to go to Nigeria because of the jollof rice. Amen. Praise God. What did I say last? Before I said that. Yeah, we thank God for the passion and the hunger, you know, with which we engaged yesterday morning and evening. The commitment was more than what we emphasized, and that is beautiful. It's always beautiful. It's a beautiful sight when the room is packed. Huh? And a packed room also aids the anointing. Do you know that? When you start hearing a preacher say that generals are not made in general meetings, he's trying to encourage himself. We all do that. All preachers do that. But we prefer the passion, we prefer the energy, and so it's good, it's a good thing. And I want us to keep, you know, inviting people. Huh? Let's keep inviting people. People should be passionate about the things of God. All right. Can you play something for me? So, we thank him. He's a good God. Yes. Is he not good to you? Huh? Did he cheat you? And He has called us together to seek him, and it's not in vain. Huh? When we seek him, we'll find him. And then whenever we find him, our lives will never remain the same. Can you take a moment and just minister to the Lord? What that means is that let your heart reverence him, and whatever words that come from your mouth, let it come out from that reverence. You are the river of life, the river of life. Mm-hmm. You are the river of life. A river of life, yeah. That's who you are. You bring me back to life. You bring me back to life. And that's what you do. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Unto you shall all flesh look. It's unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Yeah. Unto you shall all flesh look. I look to you. Alpha and Omega, I look to you. The source of my life, I look to you. The God of all flesh, I look to you. I look to you. I look to you. Karadana Siala. Alpha and Omega, I look to you. Karabashala. Araboko shakatala baba mana makas. I look to you. Karo dobe kalakinze kabashana na balika di fika pisha gadiya. Koraba mama maso koraba shakatala di la masi kara di la miasi la di la biya kashana na ba. Ala di amekara di avani amase karabia tosa. The strength of my life, you are. The wings which I fly, oh, you are. The bread and my nose, you are. You the breath that I breathe, oh, you are the source of my life, you are. You are everything. You are. So let's go to Genesis 22. Let's read it. And it came to pass after these things. That God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Praise God. So, of course, we all know that everybody also knows that Abraham has two sons. The name of the first son is Ishmael, and the name of the second one is Isaac. And that's according to the counting of men. Are we together here? But according to the count of God, Abraham has one son, and his name is what? Is Isaac. The challenge is that a lot of people, their life is full, but sometimes it's full of what God is not counting. You get it? That so you can have a full life and you can have a very robust life, but what is contained in the life, amen, God is not counting. Are we together here? And so the Bible talks about what does it profit a man if he was against the whole world. Now that scripture kind of describes what you can call the auditing of an account, especially an account that had already been certified profitable. They've done the profit and loss, and then the account was signaled accurate and profitable. So they now got an auditor to recheck the account. And the auditor was surprised about the final analysis of the people who said this account is profitable. When the auditor looked at it, the auditor began to question the summary of profit that was already accounted to that particular account. And he says, what is this? Is this profit? You see, because the auditor was able to, you know, sometimes you think you are making profit and it might be because you are not adding some cost. Are you together with me? You can be jubilating about, I don't know if business people are here, where you think you are making profit until you meet his astute businessman and tells you and say, did you add this cost? Some people are declaring profit. They've not added the cost of rent. They've not added the cost of transportation. A lot of costs they didn't add. And they are rejoicing that they are making profit. It's just that they notice they are not able to do things, even though they are declaring profit. And then they go for prayer about the devil that he is, you know, that is putting holes in their pocket because they cannot see the profit they say they are making. Now, the challenge is because they haven't really counted the cost. So Jesus looked at that life again and reanalyzed it and said, what does it profit a man that he gains the whole world and then he loses his soul? So in Jesus' analysis of a life, even though the people have screamed profit in this life, he checked the cost, and the cost for that profit was soul. And when he did the analysis and the value assessment of soul, he was surprised that people had a God to declare profit when the cost for that profit was soul. And he says that you are experiencing extreme loss. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Now, the reason why the people ascribe profit to that life is because they do not have the accurate wisdom, mechanism, and intelligence to calculate the worth of a soul. And so immediately you are unable to calculate the worth of the soul. You are unable to bargain accurately. You are going to shortchange yourself. I don't know if I'm preaching here. And so what does it profit a man that he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So you see here that the way God counts is different from the way men count. You see, but many times we follow our accountants are men. Are you together with me? We listen to the opinions and the points of men, and we don't allow the Lord himself to do the audit of our lives. And it's until the Lord audits your life that you can get the true state and condition of your life. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
And so some people who are declaring profit should be declaring bankruptcy. Are you together with me? Because they are in serious crisis, but they are completely unaware of it. So what shall it profit a man that if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? So it means that a soul can be lost. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
That a soul can be what?
Lost.
Can be lost. Of course, it's because the soul was used in the process of transacting, in the bid to gain the world, the person transacted his soul. And to transact your soul is not to give Illuminati. That's to be extreme. You don't have to look for Illuminati to give your soul. Are we together here?
Yes,
to lose the soul is to make it empty of substance. Are you together with me? Is to deprive the soul of what makes it a soul. And what makes a soul is the presence of the Lord, is the Lord being able to live in that soul. Are we together here? That's what makes it, the Bible talks about how we should receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that is able to save a soul. Now, that scripture was written to believers. Are you together with me? Who are not necessarily smoking igbo. Do you understand? They are good Christians in church, but all of us have our souls in strange places that we need to recover it back. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
And the way we can recover it back is to impute the true substances into it. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
And that true substance is the word of God. So when you begin to see a soul not having the word of God resident in it, are you together with me? When the weight of God's word is not resident in a soul, it's a soul that is being lost. Are you together with me?
Yes,
So what you call busyness is loss. You are not busy, you are being lost. Do you understand? Busyness is the language of the enemy to make you accept and not to desensitize you from the calamity of being lost. Are we together here? And so you just think you are busy. You are not busy. You are what? You are being lost. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
So you can see here that the resources that Abraham must have spent on Ishmael, there's no reward for it. And then you can see here that God is not even counting Ishmael. He says, thy only son. Are we together here?
Yes,
so it must mean that the day God appears, there are a lot of things he will tell us to drop. You understand? Maybe you want to bring, you say, that one does not appear. That, can you just... And are we together here? I'm even suspecting that a lot of people are going to carry a lot of members that God will tell them to drop. That's not one of our, just drop. Are we together here?
Yes,
you know, you remember the church that the Bible told us that the church had a reputation that it is clothed, it is wealthy, and God says that as far as I can see right now, there is no cloth on this particular church. Are you together here? So, in this case, we see here that Isaac was the only son. So, and that's why the Bible teaches us that the way to the kingdom is narrow. A lot of things don't fit in. A lot of things we are trying to box in do not what? They do not fit in. A lot of things don't fit in. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. You see, the rules for a life that will be destroyed are very few. That road for destruction has few rules. Are you together with me? Is be yourself. Be. Those are the language of that. Be yourself. Don't allow anybody put you in unnecessary. They say, do you. How many of you are doing you? Now, I want you to know that you are actually doing yourself. Even. That road does. Anytime you notice that everything goes, don't be too happy. That is also what the enemy does to desensitize you from death. You will not be aware that you are dying. It gives a joy that is a fake one. That joy, it's only your flesh that can connect to that joy. Mm-hmm. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you would like a church where if you just come, you can just go pick the mic, anybody can pick the mic and talk? And you can sit there anywhere, you can do... You know that kind of church will look like the house of God. You are just free. Be yourself. Be you. I remember a few years ago, about 4 years ago, we had a young man who was... Young man for the sake of preaching. You know, that's why I say young man, but he's not really that young. And so, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so he appeared to be passionate. There were two very passionate young men, you know, and have experience. And it was such a fantastic time. This is about three or four years ago, thereabout. And so there was a day, and I had a meeting with the choir because of one of the young men. So I had a meeting with the choir, and the young man plays the instrument. So and now, in the end of the meeting, I now said, you know, Paul, you know, you are the music, you are the head of the instrumentalist. You have to make sure you take care of everybody. Everybody submits to you and all of that. Now, before that time, this house was a very glorious house to that young man. But the day it was made clear that Paul was not the head of the instrumentalist, you know, the house became a very, very tough house. You get the point. And I'm not sure if the man still goes to the house of God at all. The second one, who is his best friend, is already now an herbalist. Yeah, not metaphor, not that he visits herbalists. I mean, he's visited. Yeah, he's visited. He's the herbalist. Yeah, he stays under a tree. He has put this in and he's And the reason was because some rules. You understand? You see, when you start saying, I'm somebody who functions without rules, it might be a natural tendency to you, but you have to rebuke it. Yeah. It's just like a man, when you find out that you are liking men, you understand? You have to reject it. Don't you think so? I have to reject it with everything that is inside you. You see, I love women. I'm in love with women. My problem is I overlove women. That's a challenge. Because if you allow that, this is who I am, to linger long, a demon will join you and you are done for. And you will go to hell. Yeah. There will be no one person who has agreed that he is gay that will go to heaven. Not one person. Who has what?
Agreed.
That we go to heaven. Not one. How do I know? God told me. How did he tell me? He came to my room to tell me in the night. He came by himself inside my house. And opened the scripture to me, and I began to see from the book of Romans that you can't be gay and child of God. And that is not one of the sins. It's not people are, is that the only sin? Gay is not a sin. Lying is a sin, stealing is a sin, fornication is a sin. Gay is not a sin. Is an abomination, but you are contradicting creation. Yeah. So you are standing before God and you are saying, God, you are wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the meaning. So it's not a sin. It's an abomination. And it's not a careless utterance. It's an utterance that I've said because somebody needs deliverance. Are we together here? So let's go back to Genesis 22. It's a bit cold, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Should they take out the ACs or you are still good? Praise God. Are my friends here?
Yes,
sir. So God doesn't count everything. Do you know, a lot of us are even crying over prayers that God will not even count after answering. After he answers it, he will see not what counted. So we need to know what God counts. See, 90% of your sorrow is hinged on your desire for what God will not count. I tell you the truth. Your sorrow is not hinged on lack. It's hinged on lack of revelation. It's not just lack of things. It's lack of revelation. When revelation is fixed, your sorrow level will really go down. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he said, take now thy son,
This scripture is just amazing me. You know, we're discussing life in the spirit too. You see, when we discuss life in the spirit, it's not drama. Life in the spirit is not drama. It's not speaking in tongues, in a type of tongues. It is real daily living with God. Life in the spirit is not how you behave. It's not how powerful a conference is. No. All these stories we are reading is not program. It's not like a recording from a program. They didn't record this conference and put it in Bible. Do you know the Bible is not recorded conference? That we're now reading to now find out the truth of God's word. This is not conference. This is real life that carries divine deposit. Divine deposit that has the capacity to abide forever. Are you together with me? So this weight. So take now thy son, thine only son. Because I don't know how this will make you feel. Because I imagine I get an encounter from God. And God comes to me and says, so your only child, Aaliyah, I want... The only thing I'll say, God must know what he's saying. I'll say, maybe I'm not the one that born. because I won't be able to say, three children, you say. So I need you to understand this scripture here, where God visits you and says, thy only son. How do you want to explain that to your people? Thy only son, whom thou lovest. You know what I'm learning from here? Father, don't let me waste my time on what you won't count to. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how many of you have cried over relationships that don't exist? Do you know how many years a lot of us have spent with boys and girls that have no place in our destiny? Now, where are you going to place that time that you have wasted in life? All the thing that was coming out of you all those years. Like you are crying over. You are saying, oh Lord, let this work. Let this work. I say, what's working? This. Sorrows that don't exist that you are experiencing. Yeah. But don't exist. Because the issue itself in the first place does not exist. That's why we must learn to live in the spirit to find out what's really important and what's not important. You can't find out what's important from the man beside you. You can't find out what's important from the man beside you. It takes only God to let you know what's important and what's not important. And my friends here, whom thou lovest and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. So these are some of the prayer points that we need to pray. Maybe tomorrow. The type of heart that is so in sync that creates swift responses to heaven. The swiftness is strange. It's unnatural. You're talking about sacrificing your son and you can wake up early in the morning. Do you know how many stupid things you and God are dragging? Some of you have been dragging over 50K because you should give. As though you want to die. The man himself, God has done it again. Yeah. I learned that a few years ago. God told me to give an offering. And I said, I'll give it later. I was just doing other things. I was about putting my leg in the bedroom. And God said, so the old kingdom should wait for you. That was the day I knew that it's not just about obeying God. Is that there is a system. It's just like your company paying you salary when they feel like. You know, when they pay it when they feel like, they are owing you money because you're already in debt. There's a connection between debt and delayed salary. If your salary came on time, you wouldn't acquire some kind of debt. Then the salary comes. The salary comes, but it comes with sorrow. Why? Because you know it's not your own. So. So you are not happy. You are not happy. You don't even mind if they don't pay. Because now that they've paid, it's not for you. The Lord made me understand that thing that day. But I just felt so far I've agreed to do it that that's enough. No. There's somebody whose faith is going to expire in the next 3 minutes. Is holding on for just 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, he will curse God and die. Yeah. It's a circle. It's a system. May we not be the faulty part of the system. It's a system. And I tell you the truth. Sometimes we delay things that God didn't plan for it to be as delayed as it was delayed. It's just that the children are not swift. So the Bible says he rose up early in the morning. You know, I just want God to do this work in me. Eh? This work of alignment. I want to walk. Do you understand? You know, when something works, you know, there are some cars you enter. You know, this guy's walking. Yeah. If you drive, you know what I'm talking about. You just enter. You see, there are some cars you enter. You don't need mechanics to come and check it. There are some you enter, you call mechanic, you call a wire, call panabeta to come and check whether you can put. There are some cars you enter, just say, let's go, multi-transfer. Yeah, it works. There's a way the accelerator will, the swiftness of it. So by the time you press the accelerator will be working as sometimes as brake. It doesn't work. There are some cars when you drive it, you'll just be tired. Yeah. You'll be tired. So when you drive it, you don't want to come down. That's a debit and loaning. There are some cars that God will give you, you won't want driver. You just say, God, I don't trust men. Yeah. You even forget to call pastors to bless it. Because you know you won't die inside this car. Toby did not call me to bless his car, man. His first car, he called me to bless it. I'm telling you. Toby's second car, he did call me to bless it. So, Pastor, God is good. but Abraham walks. That's my point. My point is Abraham walks. God, I want to walk. At your earlier stage of learning obedience, you would think it's just that you think it's okay that you and God drag. Then you now say, Lord, here I am, send me. Every leading is time sensitive. It's time sensitive. There's something it's meant to achieve. I believe we'll be able to go far today. I'm seeing good signs that we'll be able to go far. And took two of his son, of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. So these are the things we need to pray about. We just need to pray about, you know, that life that just sees obeying God as the best option. That obeying God is not interpreted in your mind as sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice to obey God. It's just the only thing to do. You see, when you begin to live this way, you are going to experience this. You'll be light. Yeah, and that's when the Spirit can carry you. You will just be light. You won't be heavy for God to carry. Just obey. God says, do like this, you do like this. God says, be like this, you be like that. You'll be light. The next verse. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the house, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come. I want you to be quick in your heart. You know, yesterday I did a very stretchy foundation before we got here. You see, but that foundation helped your understanding when I got here. So, you know, now I'm not picking that foundation. So don't think the meeting will climax later. I'm starting from the climax already. So climax your soul. So don't wait for me to build the anointing. Then I'm starting from the end now. So you can, all the labors I did yesterday, I'm not doing it now. But you see, those labors created a kind of anointing that quickened your heart. So don't wait for that labor. You quicken your heart by yourself and follow the text. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. This is usually the normal ministry experience, that there are usually one or two persons who go yonder and worship, and the rest always wait. Are you together with me? The rest always what? Always wait. And that's why you meet people and you find out who their pastor, who their father is, and when they tell you, you are surprised. Because when you compare the life, you see the difference. Have you seen people who are children of Oyedepo, but their behavior is Kodeye, not Oyede, is Dekoye or something. It's strange, it's upside down. Yeah. It's because when Oyedepo and his son went yonder to worship, they stayed behind. Are you together with me? And that's why you find out these people who stayed behind don't have a name. And there's no lesson to really learn from them. Are we together here?
Yes,
am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You see, but the plan of God is for all of us to journey with God.
Yes,
every one of us must what?
Journey.
Must journey with God. We must all have a robust experience with Jesus. And that is the beauty of the New Testament. The beauty of the New Testament is everyone will know their God.
Yes.
Are we together here?
Yes,
so that God can randomly start another thing.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. There can be God can randomly pick anyone here and launch him into anything, and it will replicate whatever, you know, was being done before. You see, that because even though the guy is seated, is also journeying. He's also going through his own taking his own Isaac to go and slay his own Isaac. And you will see that was the kind of leadership that was operational in the life of David and his men. Are you together with me? Any of David's men could have become David himself. Am I preaching here? They were real giants. See, they were real giants. You see, so it is not the best when it is only the apostle, the pastor, or the preacher, you see, that has an handle that can wield the things of the Spirit. Every one of us should be able to do that. You see, and imagine these numbers of people, you know, creating an abode for God in their different life experience. Imagine the ripple effect of it. Imagine it. And that's why I can never comprehend when a church is not growing. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because a church should grow. Because the people should be able to wield influence. Church grows by influence. Are you together with me? So the people themselves should be able to what? To wield influence. They should carry something. You know, some people cannot even influence their younger brother. No weight to even influence your younger brother. Even the person you are paying salary, you can't influence the person. But it's not meant to be so. I said it's not meant to be so.
Yes,
I said it's not meant to be so.
Yes,
it is not right that a preacher is the only one that has the sense of ministry. No, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. There should be a baptism that all of us are drinking into. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's the model God has drawn for us. And it's a cheaper model. Are you together with me? You see, whenever we want to do things the way that is not Holy Ghost way, we are going to need more money. We need what? We need more money. Because we want to achieve what should be achieved by spirit and by power. We want to achieve it by flesh. So you have to spend what? More money. And that's why people sometimes will be tempted to take loans to start church. What's the connection? You take a loan to start. What's the connection with loan and church? Because there is percentage on that loan you have taken. So how will you share the percentage on the members? How are they going to repay? That's a very strange thing. I said that's a very, very strange. That's an abnormal thing. You see, the desire to see done what God hasn't done is strange. What God has not done should be left undone. If God has not given you a skyscraper, why do you want it? If God has not given you a jet, why do you want it? Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You see, and the challenge with that is that when you use your gold to create your God, you will be the one to write the rules. That is the technology of Aaron, where he collected gold from the people to build the golden calf. If it was our gold that created our God, then the God must thank us. Because without us, it won't be a God. I don't know if you are making sense. I don't know. If it was our gold that we used to create this God, then the God must be grateful, and the God must be careful of the things he says. Because if it's not us that made, oh my goodness, if it's not us, you won't be God. So when you use gold to conceptualize God, then the people become the God. And then the God serves the people. The people don't serve him. That is the type of community or church that is built on the comfort and the dictates of the people. So the people determine what they want, not the Lord or his or the pastors. The people determine. And so the pastors also is careful not to say what will offend the people. Am I preaching here?
Yes,
I don't know if you are getting. Don't say what will offend the people, and don't organize 21 days because the people will not like that. Are you together with me? Why? Because people are too big for that. And so instead of organizing 21 days, you can understand. What will you organize? Just breakfast. Breakfast. Are you together with me? So we must be careful of a God we are funding. That's the challenge with the Aaronic priesthood. The people have an exact idea. You know, that the Geo was preaching one time. I watched a short clip. I was talking about how some young men who God blessed at their early stage of ministry, God had blessed them. And then the few men now gathered to him and I came to meet him and told him that they want to be seeing the reports of how the finances of the church is being spent and all of that. And the Geo says, wow, this is so beautiful. And he said he was going to allow them to see it. So he called the accountant and make sure that whatever offering they receive from those people, they should not add it to the church offering. They should separate it. That so the church must never use their funds for anything. Then he now said that he told them that there's no way in scripture where he can do that. But what he would do for them is that maybe every once in a month or something, they will put it on a table. That anybody that wants to look at it, you go and open it and go and look at it. But long and short story, all of them lost their businesses and went down. Yeah. Yeah, they have to. Yes, sir. Because you can't fund that thing. That's why when you take the template of the New Testament, they said they brought to the apostles' feet. You understand? Meaning that giving was at service level.
Yeah.
They were not creating a god.
Yeah.
For Aaron, it was difficult. It was different. Because for Aaron, I don't know if I'm preaching here.
Yeah.
Because for Aaron, Moses had gone to the mountain and the people do not have time again. So we don't want a god that would delay us. I don't know if I'm here. I don't know. This is why your mother has another church. Where she goes for Thursday Bible prayer meeting in the morning. The reason because our Bible study church, the God of that church is slow. So she needs to augment it with a fast one. That's why your mother goes every Thursday morning. So I'm just telling you what your mother is doing. A local assembly, all they do is just teach. She likes it because that one is fine. And she can take her friends there. But there's a real place where her problem is being solved. That one doesn't have to be fine. That one, God answers by fire. You see, Tobatin Tojubole Wuli, Iliayetin Bajelo. Tobatin, the contract will be meta. You're already losing your soul. The glory of God is no longer resident in you. You see, Tobati, find out, when you lose confidence in your talk with God, declare emergency. Really, as a man, as a human being, you have lost confidence. You see, because the purpose of a man is to be a type of hardware and software. You see, that receives signal from heaven. That's the reason for man. When you see man like this, it's a satellite. That's the real purpose of man. The real purpose of man is networked to God. A man that is walking is a man that is receiving from God. Immediately you are no longer receiving from God, you have turned to a fridge where we are keeping books. You know they have fridge that is no more working. It's in your mother's house now. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. And you have to declare emergency straight. It's a fridge that is now being used as shelf. When a whole you cannot engage God, then you now need three prophets. By the time three people stresslessly call you my son, it's not a good thing. My daughter. And they give you something. You don't understand what that means. See how tall you are. See what they gave you. And that thing that they gave you has more power than you. So you need to convert and find out what's your true weight. If as tall as you are, see what they gave you. So it means that you are smaller than that thing. They gave you one small thing to protect you, one small thing, and then you put that thing under your pillow. Now you need to declare emergency. So you find out that we can't fund him, right? We can't create this God. We can't create this God. After Abraham gave birth to Ishmael, we're talking of a God that says that even though you did naming ceremony, you did everything, you don't have a child. That's the kind of God we're talking about. Because the man, this God we're talking about, does not listen to opinion. Whenever he wants to do something, he will sit himself down and advise himself. He does everything according to the counsel of his will. He looks inward to do what he wants to do. Are we together here? So the challenge that Israel had was that, am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You know, preaching is what we should be doing in church. Do you know?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that church is about what? Preaching. Yes, sir. We never, you see, when you see people saying that, we need to mature beyond preaching, there's nothing called that. In scripture, that's what they do every day. They preach the word. It's preaching. And all the realities we would experience is in that preaching. And that's how your sickness will disappear. That's how your poverty will disappear. That's how everything will disappear through preaching. They said, we can't wait for this man. Let's create our own God. And the people began to bring their gold and bring everything. And they began to bow to him. But of course, they know. You to get out me. They know that. Now we create our Moshah bow. They know. But the day that guy, that God talks any rubbish, the day he talks any rubbish, I say, okay, that your year, I'm the one that donated it. They pluck it. They pluck it. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
This is why some people leave churches confidently. Because they know what's going on there is not the power of God. Yeah, this is why some people arrogantly say we are leaving and they just leave. Yeah. But you see, even in your own personal life, you must understand and appreciate very seriously that you are not the one that created this God that you are dealing with. Is the one that created you, and is the one that will tell you how to live. And so you cannot really, are you together with me? You cannot really tell him he's wasting your time or he's delaying you. You understand? Because he's the one that will tell you time. You have to find out whether you are being delayed or not from him before you can conclude that you are experiencing delay. Because sometimes you just say you are experiencing delay, and according to him, you have never started anything. Abraham was not expressing any delay. According to God, it was not time for him to have a child yet. Because there was a purpose for his life. Am I preaching here? Oh my goodness. Listen, I'm preaching you to be light in the spirit. So the Lord can carry you. We need to be delivered from the world. Because here we are reading the story of a man who it took 99 years to have a child. And the only thing God could require is that same child. And not that he has three. That only child is what God required. It means that this man must have found the value of life beyond having a child. Am I preaching here? He must have understood the value of life beyond having a child. And he was willing to take out the child. So we all have to worship. So you see, worship is measuring up to the peculiar command that God delivers to you. So when God gives you a command, that command is like a measured track for you that you need to cover. And so worship is not just a song that you sing. It's you fulfilling a command that is delivered to you. And I tell you the truth, commands are going to be delivered to us on how to live, how to behave. And so you think you are just married, but you don't know that commandments are being given to you so that you can worship God. Am I preaching here? Yeah. The command is being delivered to you so that you can have opportunity to worship. And when your worship is complete, you become a progenitor. Abi, is that word correct?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what makes you a father.
Yay.
When you say Father Abraham, it's not because he's old. It's because he fulfilled the curriculum of worship.
Yay.
Is it the fulfillment of this curriculum that makes you a father? That you are not a father because of a prophecy. You are a father because you fulfilled curriculum of worship. Because fathers are carriers of seed. And seed is only deposited in you when you have fulfilled curriculum of worship. Yeah, I will show you. It's all there. I will show you everything. So don't think when you grow old, you will be a father. Father of the faith. No, you are just an elder. You are what? An elder. By age. And we'll be respecting you not because anything is coming out from you. It's just because we expect you because you have spent quite a number of time on earth. Yeah. A lot of you are here. You know if you follow your father's advice, you won't do well in life. Yeah, some of you are here. So wisdom doesn't come because of age. No. It doesn't too. There are still old men advising young men that, oh, whatever I will make you. Yeah, there are men who say that. Okay. Strange advices. Strange from old people. So if you think because somebody is old, the person has wisdom, you are deceiving yourself. And then before you know, you're already behaving like a wizard in your own house. I don't know if we are all here.
Yes, sir.
We are all here, right?
Yes, sir.
So you see, that worship is what, we're hitting a very good place now.
Yes,
that worship is what, when you fulfill that curriculum, God deposits his seed inside you. Yeah. That you can now become a father. What does that mean? It means that anyone that follows you won't miss God.
Yes.
Anyone that what? Follows you won't miss God. That's why all Isaac needed was just to be in the house. He will be fine. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So I and the land will go yonder and worship and then come again to you. Shall I let me tell you something? Get up. I want to tell you something. Sit down. I'll tell you later. Let's read. So you cannot appreciate the fact that we can live before the Lord alone. If I can get your eyes fixed on God alone, where you know you are living before the Lord. When that happens to you, the enemy cannot use anything to bribe you anymore. Because you can do without anything. Now, not because you can do without it. It's because you are doing with something. It's not our ability to endure without something. It's that we are doing with something that is superior. Oh, Kamina. Is this, God has not called us for a dry endurance. He's called us to a glorious fellowship. It's not a dry endurance. That's religion. Where you are just enduring. I remember those days when I was a Muslim. When you are fasting, you are the fast has nothing to do with you and God. It's not you and God. The fast has nothing to do with you and God. You just wake up in the midnight. You eat morning food early. Because it's only night food we are not eating. It's only afternoon we are not eating. But aro ya jelly. Sorry. And there's a way that money, there's a way the money feels. That you'll be watching TV channel. Amadia Singaba. Amadia Singaba. You missed though. Amadia Singaba. We'll watch that one. You'll eat. Then sometimes the food they say to close. Is it 4:30 or when are the food? 5:30. So you are sometimes the food they prepared it late. So what's that? Do you think, how does that connect to God? You are rushing the amba like this. You are rushing the amba. 1 minute 5 seconds. You just dream. What's the relationship between that and God? Then you will not endure. You endure. Just endure. You'll be gentle. Just be gentle. If anybody abuses you, you will not say anything. But after the fast, there's a major bash. A major party after the fast where you bring all your cigarette, everything back. Even you tell some people that awewa, you're just enduring. And then you'll be waiting. You wait for that 7 o'clock. I mean, this is 7 o'clock. You just wait. Wait. And then when that 7 knock, bah. So it's just about you, it's your flesh. Yeah. You're never going to say, you know, during the fast, God spoke to me, God did not speak to you. But that's not what we are called into. Yes. We're called into glorious fellowship. Yes. I said glorious fellowship. Yes. Can somebody say glorious fellowship?
Glorious fellowship!
Don't be distracted. Eh? Don't be what?
Distracted.
Don't be distracted. God is more than enough.
Yes.
I and the Lord will go yonder and worship and come again to you. All right, let's read. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife and the boat. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. He said, Here am I. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for burnt offering. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for burnt offering. So the both, so went both of them together. Very good. When two people are having the same engagement with the Lord, they can move together. If Isaac had another, a different lifestyle, only Abraham would go alone. Abraham will have to go back to God and say, this one you say I should take. Oh, the Lord, she masters. One, she feed. Oh, the Lord, she masters. So you see, when God told Abraham, take thy son, that only begotten son, it's because God also knows what he has done to the son. Yeah, because Abraham did not have to force that son. Yeah. And that's something about true spirituality. Yeah. People who are truly spiritual don't force others. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you are forcing people, you are an hypocrite. Yeah. Because if you truly have it, you will know that without grace, you can't have it. Yeah. So you don't force people. That's why this 21 days is not by force. Yeah. No punishment for those who don't come. No one punishment. You understand? The punishment will be an experience of life. Yeah, life itself will punish us. Ah, what are the 21 days? Ah, I should have gone. Yeah, because the substances with which you are meant to use to do life, it won't be inside you. See, without waiting on God, nothing will be inside us. Yes. Yes. The only way God deposits himself in people is waiting. There must be the dynamic of I am empty and God, you have everything. That dynamic is a must. Are you together with me? It's like filling your car. No matter how fine your car is, it will enter filling station. No matter if it's Rolls Royce, it will enter filling station. It has to enter filling station. And they will bring the hose and put it inside and you will wait. You wait. I know it's Rolls Royce, but you wait. Because if you don't wait, if you don't wait, that soon will pass you, that soon. I may not even know that soon. A lot of people don't know that soon. You know that soon. If you don't know that soon, raise your hand. You don't know that soon. Ah, that soon. Those were the cars of those days when you hear that soon. There's one too that sounds like sweet, like this one particular car. It's like the brother of Dasun. Dasun, Subaru, all those cars. You don't know Subaru? There's still Subaru. They are still doing Subaru. They are newer Subaru, but I can't buy it. Because the name is like abuse. Okay, Subaru Lele. You have to wait. You have to wait. You have to wait on God. That new way, people are not waiting on God. It's not working. They are empty. To know God, you have to what? Wait on God. That's the only way to know God. When he told us those who will do exploit, it's those who know God. He says they will do exploit. But when he took us to Isaiah, in describing that strength in Isaiah, it says that they that wait on the Lord, what will happen to them? They shall renew their soul. So that strength for those that know their Lord, you know, will be strong, will have strength. He said, for you to have that strength, what is it? Those that wait on the Lord. So waiting is the only way. It's the only way to renew your strength. Only way. There's no other option than waiting. So the culture where we have taken waiting out of our church fellow, out of our Christian fellowship is dangerous. It's suicidal. If you take waiting out of the protocols of people's gathering, you have wasted them. You either wait or waste. Yeah. Yeah. People must wait. And not just wait corporately, you must know how to wait personally. No, it's not because God wants to stress you. But do you know who God is? He's great. He's not your mate. That dynamic must be there. Hey. Great people, they are, to get their audience, you have to wait. Yes. You want to see the governor, what will you do? You wait. You want to see the president, what do? You wait. And you see, when you don't like waiting, you are not ready for greatness. You wait. You wait. Sometimes you wait 2 hours for a 10-minute meeting. You just wait. And you will wear your best clothes. You will stretch it. You say, sit down there. Sit down there. You wait. You wait. You have to get used to the culture of what?
Waiting.
Of waiting on God. Wait on God. Then you are ready for strength. Yeah. Are my people here?
Yeah.
Let me now look at this scripture so that we don't. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So they went both of them together. So you can see that when God gave Abraham that commandment, it's because God had worked on Isaac himself. Serious work. For Abraham, the work was to lose the ability to lose his son. And don't forget, this is the same Abraham that it was at the level in his life, all he wanted was a son. After a while, he told God, is this how you will watch me and I go childless? And God kept working on him till he got to the point where he can now do without a child. Now that's serious. I said, this is serious. So it means that I'm not always going to be like this.
Yes.
That God will work in me and I will turn out different.
Yes.
I will be able to cooperate with God.
Yes.
And they came to the place which God. Now you can you will notice some dynamics here, some levels of accuracy, things like Abraham looked afar and saw the place. You see, all those spiritual accuracy is not gift based. It's not word of knowledge. It's not word of wisdom. It's purity of heart. When your heart gets pure, your discernment gets sharper.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Can I explain to you? You see, when your heart gets pure, even your natural instinct will be spiritual. You wouldn't need a dusty at the Lord. You will be feeling spiritually. Yeah. Now that's how God wants. You see, God doesn't. This idea of shaking your head to know what God is saying is not God's plan. Lord, what I say to me? Lord, what I? No. Is it my mind? Is it my? Oh my goodness! Is it my ass? No. It will be normal. You will just know what to do. Go to where we are. Go to the. Is this the first one? Huh? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself. All right, the next verse, please. Tonight is a beautiful night.
Yes,
how many of you can feel it?
Yes,
it's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. And they came to the place which God had told of him, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. You know, this is what was said about Jesus, that he was taken to the slaughter. He did not even, like a sheep taken to slaughter. He did not. Give me, find that scripture and give it to me. All right, let's read. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing the blessings of God upon this house. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the blessings of God come upon you. The blessing of God. I'm seeing it. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. That's the character of Christ. Aha. Oh my goodness. Those are divine responses. God is bringing us to high divine responses. High one.
why do we have bad marriages? Carnal responses. Do you understand that? Everybody's behaving like human beings. But when the Spirit works in you, divine responses. Divine responses that will break your partner. Love that will break your husband. Love that will break your wife. Wife is responding it. Submission that will make the husband cry all night. Submission that will break him. Unnatural submission. The kind of submission God has worked upon. Oh my goodness. Divine what? Responses. People are engaging you and they don't doubt that God exists. Because just say this is unnatural. The peace of God operational in your life. This is spirituality. Also, you should have gone back to Genesis, please. It's a good night. It's a good night. You know, it's God feeding us. He's the one bringing us to the table. Yeah. When we finish one curriculum, we'll bring the next topic. We'll bring the next. Yeah, he's the one. He's the one. Yeah, he's the one. He's the one feeding us. He's the one feeding us, and it's because of him we're here. Because of him. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. The anointing and the presence of God is distracting me. Next verse. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called out unto him out of heaven. I said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, yeah, am I? And he said, lean not thy hand upon the lad. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. So you can see that Isaac has two descriptions. The first description is the lad. And I will explain. And the second description is your lad or your son. But you see, the point here is that God is trying to make Abraham know that before he's your son, he's my own. I don't know if you're getting the point. And that's an important lesson to us. You understand the point that by the time you understand that everything you own was first his own before your own, obedience become easy. You need to understand that it's not first mine. So if you're dealing with your wife, you must understand that before she's your wife, she's his daughter. So that conditions us in how we live. If you're dealing with your employee, you understand that before he's my employee, he's first God's servant. How am I dealing with God's servant? You see, that way we are able to allow the Spirit mediate in all our actions. The day you don't know that what you have was first God's own, you will be abusive. When you think all that is your own, you will be abusive. And that's why you find it difficult to give, because you think you own what you have. I wish you got to this point I'm making. It's not your own. Guess what? Even your life. That's why you think you can say no to God, because you thought it's yours. But even your life is not your own. Why must I treat my pastors with utmost respect? Because they are his servants. Utmost respect, they are his servants. They are his servants. The day I stop treating them with utmost respect is because I've been cut off from that reality that they are his servants. And I say, Idara, do you know your head is not correct? Yeah, I'll say that. Because I think she's just one of my pastors. I said, Obi, you need to work on your brain, Obi. Then it now becomes my kingdom. It's no more his kingdom. So God says, you did not lay thy hand upon the lad. You see? For now I know that you fear God. Lay not thy hand upon the lad, rather, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. So you can see that it's important to God that there is nothing we are withholding. Very important to God. We must withhold what? Nothing from God. And a lot of us have things we are withholding. Some of you, what you are withholding is repetition. You know, Jesus did not withhold anything. He gave God even his repetition. God collected his repetition from him. Let's see. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket, by his horns. This particular ram is he used his horn to go and hold himself. And don't forget, ram then is business. You are not going to see ram. Every ram is owned. So don't think it's village that they just saw ram. But ram owned itself by that's a strange one. That's why that place is called Jehovah Jireh. So Abraham used his spiritual walk to enter Jireh dimension. I don't know if you're getting what I'm talking about. So Abraham has entered another level of wealth and prosperity because now he has known Jireh. And he didn't know Jireh by seeking ram. So, godliness is profitable in all things. The possibility of poverty in your quest for God does not exist. Abraham lifted up his eyes. He looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. So, Oma Beresim Asaf, say hello. You're not going to tell a lie to get a ram. You're not going to be corny to get a ram. When you tell people how you got the ram, they will argue. I said, Nibulet, who did you buy it from? The ram was caught in a thicket. Which trap is that one? No, it's on. It's on was the trap. So if you don't want to tell us, may you say you know, go tell us how you take the ram. He said, no, the ram was caught in a thicket by its own on. And Abraham went and picked the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. He just went. You know, Jesus too got a ram like this, but his own was donkey. He said, you go to one place, you find two donkey. They are not, it's just tied. He said, ask them, the master has need of it. So there is a dimension of God called master. That when that thing manifests, it will get things free. that was that dimension. Abraham engaged God. By the time he hit master, take thy son, thy holy son, Huda, he hits them. He related with God at master, then on caught ram. So how did this ram get caught? The on caught the ram. Is the on not owned by the ram? No, the on caught the ram. It wouldn't make sense. Listen, I don't know if you have already stepped into it, but as I'm preaching, I see people stepping into unexplainable provisions. The days of those testimonies have started. Now, that is the generation I'm leading. I'm a captain of that generation. What I'm preaching is my calling. It's not a topic. This is a house of greatness. So Abraham offered up that burnt offering instead of his son. But friends, he could have given his son. But he offered ram. But he could have offered his son. Should I tell you what it means? Should I tell you what that means? It means that you are going to be preaching both those who use mic and those who use life. You are going to be preaching about loving the Lord, dying for Jesus, surrendering. You'll be preaching things like that. You'll be preaching those kind of tough messages. But they will still see you with jets. You say we should give all to God. But look at you, you are a billionaire. They don't know that you were willing to give everything. In fact, you gave everything. But God still gave you ram to give instead of your son. That means we who preach this thing, we won't lose our sons. Willing to give it. But God says that's all. He says he gave a burnt offering instead of his son. But don't forget the backstory. He actually gave his son. But everybody saw it was ram he gave. So you will be preaching these kind of things, and you are preaching dead to self. Love not the world. And you are preaching it from the back of Rolls Royce, you see. We are not saying, so why are you trying? You see, we should not love the world, but it's a Rolls Royce. Okay? It's this guy deceiving us. And they will know all those things mean nothing to you. They will be confused. You are preaching death. You are preaching this. Balasiaga. They didn't know it was God that said, don't lay your hands on it. Sit down, my brother. I just saw fear of tomorrow run out of this hall. I preached the guy out. Boom. I'm grateful that I'm working with God. Because now I can preach these things. I'm grateful. He offered burnt offering instead of his. Are we together here? Let me begin to tell you. I don't want you to stay long. Because Aliva Lowo 12 Uru Kusigbati. Aliva Lowo Uri Ofeni. Uri Ofeni. So you can see that when God is demanding from you, it's because he wants you to ascend. It's collecting what is weighing you down. He wants you to ascend. and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of a son. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's read. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Where will it be seen? In the mount of the Lord. Now, the enemy would make you think that in the mount of the Lord, physical things are not seen. That you think because it's the mount of the Lord, there's no ram there. That what they are there is cherubims and seraphim. But I've come to announce to you, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. So when next somebody says, this God that you are doing, when are you going to get married? When are you going to, needing your life, you say, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. I don't know where your husband is. Where is he? Your wife. What of your wife? What of your businesses? What of fame? So what the world is killing themselves for, we are going to get it in the mouth of the Lord. And guess what? In that mouth, in that mount of the Lord, the ram, we don't rush to get it. We don't. It's all. We just. That's the mistake you made. You were joining men, you were fighting for things you should not fight for. You were meant to be ascending to the mount. Go to the mount. That's where your help is. That's where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. The mount of the Lord shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. I'm not going to lack anything. I'm going to see it. The mount of the Lord. The mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. I'm not going to record loss because the mount of the Lord shall be seen. Come on, just pick a psalm, pick a song. Just say something. Pick something for me. Karaba shakatala. Pick something for me. Marada baska. Aha! Be seen. Say something to the Lord. Say something to the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. Fall before Jesus. Surrender. Surrender.
Lord, in your mountain.
It be seen. Kaba shaladi. It shall be seen. Kalo paradi kamona. On the mountain of the Lord. Hey! Your greatness, where? Your prosperity. On the mountain of the Lord. On the mountain.
On the mountain of the Lord.
It shall be seen. Your joy.
It shall be seen. On the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of the Lord.
Hey,
it shall be seen. It shall be seen on the mountain of the Lord, on the mountain of the Lord, on this mountain. It shall be seen, it shall be seen. Your healing and deliverance, where? Come on. Shall be seen on the mountain of the Lord,
on the mountain of the Lord shall be seen.
You know the beautiful thing about this? All these things that we are going to see, it will never be the reward. The Lord himself has become our reward. May you know the love of Jesus. May you know the love of Jesus. It shall be seen. It shall be seen. Santa Monica.
On the mountain of the Lord. On the mountain.
Say,
of the
I
Lord,
shall be seen.
I shall be seen.
That's where to find me.
I shall be seen.
On the mountain.
On the mountain of the Lord.
No other place.
On the mountain of the Lord. I shall be seen.
That is where I live. That is where I move. That is where I have to be. On the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of
the Lord.
On the mountain of the Lord.
I shall be seen. Aridelia biasina marakutina. Elekia baratine mekotia bosa. Look no farther. Of rejoice. Rejoice for 1 minute. Sing it. Sing it. Come.
On the mountain of the Lord. On the mountain
it shall be seen. It shall be seen. I'll be on the mountain. I'll be on the mountain. I shall be seen.
I shall be seen on the mountain of the Lord.
Shana, hallelujah. I shall be seen on the mountain.
On the mountain of the Lord.
I'm going nowhere else.
On the mountain of the Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I shall be seen.
You'll always find me here.
I shall be seen
on the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of the Lord.
No other place.
On the mountain of the Lord.
I shall be seen. On the mountain of the Lord. It shall be seen. It shall be seen. Tell them to wait. They should come down. It shall be seen. You are waiting. Just relax. It shall be seen. It's on the mountain of the Lord. On the mountain of the Lord. It shall be seen. On the mountain of the Lord. Where are your babies? Your babies. Aha, your babies are there. On the mountain of the Lord. On the mountain of the Lord. What about your billions? Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. On the mountain of the Lord. What about your glorious family? That's where it is. Come on, rejoice. Dance a new dance. Dance a new dance. Businesses. I see it all. I see the fame. I see the popularity. It's on that mountain. It shall be seen. Shall be seen.
On the mountain of the Lord.
It shall be seen. It shall be seen. It shall be seen on the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of the On the mountain of the Lord,
on the mountain of the Lord,
it shall be seen.
It shall be seen.
It shall be seen.
It shall be seen.
All that God has promised me shall be seen.
On the mountain of the Lord,
on the mountain of the Lord,
on the mountain of the Lord,
it shall be seen.
It shall be seen.
All the goodness of Jesus shall be seen. On the mountain of the Lord. Yeah.
On the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of the Lord.
On the mountain of the Lord. Shall be seen.
Hallelujah. Have your seat for a minute. Shall be seen on that mountain. You need to join the choir. I tell you, it will be seen on the mountains of the Lord. I'm a living example. I'm a living testimony. It will be seen on that mountain. We have 21 days. I don't want to force it. We'll get there. We'll continue. Because there's something I wanted to tell Shola. You know, there's a verse. We'll get back to that verse. We still have about four things to look at in this story we haven't looked at. But blessed is the man that you cause to approach you. I come, Lord.
Blessed is the man that you cause to approach. I come, Lord.
I'm here, Lord.
I'm here, Lord.
Blessed is the man that you cause to approach.
Blessed is the man that you cause to approach.
Say, I come, Lord. I'm here, Lord. Oh, yeah.
I'm here, Lord.
Let it come from your soul. Say, blessed is the man that you cause to approach. I'm here, Lord. Scream, what a blessing.
What a blessing.
To be here, Lord. What a blessing. I'm here, Lord. I come, Lord. I'm here, Lord. I'm here, Lord. I wish I could hear someone scream. What a blessing!
It's a blessing.
Just to be here, Lord.
What a blessing. I come, Lord. I'm here, Lord.
What a blessing. Just to be here, Lord. Just to be with you. It's a blessing to be here with you. It's a blessing, Lord. It's a blessing to be here with you. It's a blessing to be called your own. It's a blessing to be called your son. What a blessing. It's a blessing to be filled with your spirit. A blessing. Hey. It's a blessing to be your child. It's a blessing to be your son. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
What a blessing to be here. What a blessing. I come, Lord.
I'm here.
Just our voices. Time, what a blessing, what a blessing. follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow. We will follow Jesus. We will follow Jesus with every breath in us. We will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus with every breath in me. I will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus with every breath in me. I will follow. I go follow Master. I go follow Master. With every breath in me, I will follow, I will follow, with every breath in me, I will follow, Master. I will follow my Master. I will follow my Master with every breath in me. I will follow my Master. I will follow my Master. I will follow my Master with every breath in me. I will follow my Master. I will follow Jesus. I will follow Jesus with every breath in me. I will follow Don't forget the things you have heard, the things God has said to you. Abide in this truth. Follow them. Bind them on your neck. For it is life and it is health for you. The Lord will bless you. Amen. You are blessed already.
Amen.
So make sure you have dinner before you go. And then we shall come and pray tomorrow morning. I love you so much. Shalom.
Love you.